This video was made possible by Dashlane. Stay safe online for 10% off by being one of the first 200 to use the code RLL at checkout. Every year in the United States alone, over 300,000 robberies are going to take place. But most of these aren't often successful enough to wipe out an entire city's supply of cash. Imagine for a moment if, in a few minutes, a group of robbers managed to steal almost all of Washington, D.C.'s cash. Because this story is almost as ridiculous as that one. Except this story took place in Sweden, and it was nearly all of Stockholm's cash that was stolen. It's not entirely clear exactly who took part in the robbery, but we know that it took place 10 years ago on the 23rd of September back in 2009. The city of Stockholm was enjoying a quiet, peaceful day until 5:15 p.m. when, almost out of nowhere, a helicopter loaded with bandits landed on top of the G4S cash service building in downtown, which basically stockpiled sweet Swedish cash money for ATMs in the city. And there's actually video surveillance of this happening too, even though it looks like the camera was trying to film Bigfoot rather than a robbery. Anyway, four gang members got out of the helicopter and, armed with sledgehammers and bombs, they smashed and blasted their way through the skylights on the roof and roped themselves down into the building's lobby. Reports of some machine gun firing inside were made, and the robbers used more explosives to blast their way through into the building's vault. As you can see in this video, the thieves came pretty prepared with buzzsaws to hack their way into the cash cages. They just began helping themselves to literal bags of money before deciding to depart back up to the helicopter, using a stolen helicopter to land on top of one of the biggest cash reserves of a major city, and using machine guns and bombs to blast your way in is the most guaranteed way to earn yourself a GTA 5 stars in real life. But the thieves knew that. They knew this would attract basically the entire wrath of the country of Sweden, so just prior to the robbery, some accomplices laid out metal caltrops on all of the roads connecting to the building, which prevented any police cars from getting anywhere close. But why didn't the police just use their own helicopters then to intercept them in the air? Well, they thought about that too and solved it in both the dumbest and the smartest way possible. They stole the helicopter from a police base, and then they just put an empty bag at the entrance of the hangar that just said the word bomb on it. The police took it seriously enough that they weren't able to scramble their own helicopters to intercept the thieves in time. So, no helicopters. 20 minutes after they first landed, the thieves loaded their new cash aboard their stolen chopper and took off without the police ever once entering the building. The Swedish government has never publicly confirmed exactly how much money was stolen, but speculation ranges anywhere between $5 million equivalent on the low end, up to multiple hundreds of millions of US dollars equivalent on the high end. We may never know the true amount, and the thieves completely got away with the crime for exactly 1 or 2 days. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes after they left with the money, the helicopter was discovered in the woods just 30 kilometers to the north of Stockholm. Just 2 days after the heist, one of the men responsible was caught fleeing to the Dominican Republic, where he was apprehended by the local police and extradited immediately on a chartered plane back to Stockholm to face trial. Another man attempted to flee to the Canary Islands, where he was met right out of the gate by the special services arm of the Swedish police. In total, over the next year, 7 men were arrested and sentenced by the Swedish government for their roles in the robbery. While nobody was physically hurt, they had stolen an unbelievable amount of money through violence. The pilot of the helicopter received 7 years for his role in the crime. One of the men who entered the vault also received 7 years as well. 2 organizers who helped the bandits procure explosives and SIM cards each received 5 years, while a Serbian man accused of being the heist's mastermind received 3 years. A man who falsified an alibi for the missing helicopter on the base got 2 years, and the man charged with hiring the pilot for the job received just 1 year behind bars. Now obviously, at least 4 men were caught on camera robbing the actual inside of the vault, and only 1 or 2 of them, if you count the pilot, have ever been arrested and sentenced for anything, which means at least 2 other dudes are out there still free and unknown. It is widely believed that most of the money stolen has never been recovered to date, which means that it was maybe in the hands of the men who were never caught the entire time. We in Sweden might never figure that out, and meanwhile, all of the men who actually were sentenced for the heist have since been released back into society. If the other unknown men were just holding on to that money the whole time for them waiting, would it be worth it to sit in jail for 5 or 7 years and then leave a millionaire? The total value of the money stolen 10 years ago remains mysterious, but it is known that the Swedish government announced a warning that ATMs in Stockholm may run out of money in the days immediately following the heist. So it can be gathered that enough money was stolen that a major European city almost ran out of cash, at least for a little while. So if these bad guys fought so hard and thought so far in advance to pull off a heist to steal money behind the vault of a secure bank, imagine what they would do with your bank or credit card information that's probably not actually secured at all. For example, do you use the same password for every site that you use? Because if some dude in his apartment in Belarus figures it out, they'll immediately have access to your entire life, basically, and I get it. Using different passwords for different websites is really tough, because then you'd actually have to, you know, like, think and remember all of them, unless, that is, you use Dashlane. Because Dashlane securely stores all of your passwords into a single place and then autofills them when you go to log in. It's really, honestly, very easy. But more than that though, Dashlane is like an online security toolbox, so it includes plenty of other useful features like a VPN, secure file storage, dark web monitoring, and even more. While you probably don't have hundreds of millions in a bank vault, your online data is still pretty valuable and it's potentially at risk. So you can start using some of Dashlane's features for free to keep your online data secure, or for less than the price of most standalone VPNs. You can get Dashlane Premium with all of their features for 10% off by being one of the first 200 to use the code RLL at dashlane.com/RLL. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you again next week.